Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news is once again all about eggs. Over the past few days here on the farming programme, we've reported that several egg packers have lifted their prices to producers. And of course, all those eggs in Scotland will be from non-caged chickens, where producers have changed totally to the new standards. There's been a significant cost to doing that. And for a lot of egg producers, the extra price of between 5 and 10 pence a dozen will be very welcome to help pay for the changes. But just how significant are the latest round of price increases? Here's Gordon Whiteford, free-range and organic producer, selling under the brand Highland Eggs.
Egg markets prices have risen at the sharpest rate for about 50 years. This is all a shoot-off of the battery cage ban the 1st of January across Europe. It's having a knock-on effect. It's taking a huge volume of eggs off the market. Although there's been a lot of investment in this country to put in new free-range systems, Europe hasn't made the same investment, so there's a European shortage of eggs. But there is still 13 non-compliant countries in Europe, which we need the European Commission to keep on these guys to become compliant, higher welfare systems for hens. You know.
Basically, there's a shortage of eggs, which is pushing the price up.
Supply and demand, good for the farmer, the farmer's getting a better reward. You know, eggs have been undervalued for years. We're starting to see better returns. We need that for reinvestment, for animal welfare, all these things. You know, we need to constantly reinvest and improve our industry. And we can't do that for nothing, can't subsidise that. So we need a realistic price for our product.
And as a free-range and organic producer, how's it affecting yourself?
It's putting a squeeze on our organic premiums because we're at a higher rate anyway. But your basic egg price is shooting through the roof. I mean, we're really struggling to source eggs at the moment. It's not a matter of what the price is. It's a matter of being able to get the product. We've never had so many phone calls from Chineses wanting eggs because they're seeing the wholesale price shoot through the roof and they're shopping around seeing what they can get eggs for.
Looking to the future, which way do you see it going?
This shortage is likely to go on for the next 2 or 3 years, I think. We have made a lot of investment in this country. Europe is needing to up their game and really put their own investment in and get up to the mark. I mean, France is supposed to be 10% short of eggs at the moment. Places are shutting their doors because they can't get the product.
So there you go. It looks to be just the same situation as it has been with beef and lamb. The shortage of eggs now bringing that supply and demand back into the farmer's favour. And we're just going to have to pay more for our eggs in the future. If only it were the same for our pig farmers. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.